Alabama and Auburn fans are known to put football before most everything else. They grew up around football. Their parents took them to stadiums, and they chose their college based, at least in part, on the athletic program. But some alumni find themselves settling far away, perhaps even north of the Mason-Dixon line, like me. I've been in New York City for a year and a half, and up here, nearly every college football powerhouse has a specific bar where their fans watch their teams play every week. University of Alabama fans gather at a place called the Ainsworth. It's got 6,000 square feet with more TVs than bar stools. Houston Stewart graduated from Alabama in 2000.
The alumni chapter in New York is, for a lot of people, family. A lot of people move up here and they don't know a lot of people, and it's an immediate way to become ensconced in a culture that is exclusive to the South.
The Big Apple isn't exactly like the small towns where these students might have grown up. And when Southerners first make the move, it can be intimidating. You may not have been in the same fraternity or studied the same field. You may not have even been friends in college. But now there is a bond beyond your degree. New York and football. Across town, Auburn fans call Bar 515 home. It's considerably smaller than the Ainsworth, but gets just as loud. Stephen Bornick graduated from Auburn in May. He's now in New York working two internships.
For me to have a bar to come to filled with Auburn fans, it just gives me the closest thing to being there that I can get.
He says he's tried explaining his love of football to his fellow interns, and let's just say it wasn't the warmest reception.
They typically haven't gone to a school where football is so prevalent and a part of everyday life, where you follow the players day after day, and the whole school revolves around the athletics program, and so they're typically puzzled as to why I'm so adamant, but it's just a feeling you can't explain to be an Auburn fan.
An SEC team has won the national title every year since 2006. Alabama is trying this year to be the first team to have back-to-back championships since USC in 2003 and 2004. Brad Edwards is the BCS analyst for ESPN and, in full disclosure, a graduate of the University of Alabama. He's not making any predictions of who will be playing in January, but with every passing week, the intensity builds leading up to what's known as the game to end all games, the Iron Bowl. He says the intense rivalry is why these fans now living in New York are so committed and deeply motivated.
You might be able to poll 100 people who work at ESPN. You might get 100 out of 100 that would say Alabama-Auburn is the most intense and, in some respects, one of the most insane rivalries, not in, just in college football, but in all of sports.
People say New York City is a melting pot. Everyone has a different story of why they're here and why they've chosen to stay. But these bars are also melting pots. They bring together all different kinds of people with football in common. For at least 4 hours a week, the bright lights of New York City turn into the bright lights of Bryant Denny and Jordan Hare. And those are the lights that inspire these fans. For WBHM, I'm David Ingram in New York.